What's going on, private pud pullers? Welcome to Grunt Speak and Not So Alive, your source for the inebriated truth in a world gone mad. I'm Toxic Male, and that is the Rotund Revenger.
Fucking bastard.
And we got something a little different for you today. Not the Bee decided to collate a Twitter thread that is right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, listen, I've been talking about the retention numbers for a while.
Yeah. This is.
It was. I mean, it was hard enough when I retired in 18.
Yeah.
Medically retired me. They're having some difficulty making numbers, and a lot of the complaints that I was getting from soldiers back then are now on fucking steroids.
Oh, I can only imagine. What do they spend 6 million man hours on wokeness training? Which is one of the things mentioned in this thread.
Yeah, like one of the things that, you know, was very disturbing when I was in. The last 3 years, we did a lot of these suicide stand downs. And they're always the same goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Watch your buddy. Blah, 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 here's the number. And it did absolutely fuck all. In fact, we did so much of this online training, I literally did not have enough time to train soldiers on real world tasks.
Seriously. Wow.
That's how stupid it was. And it's only gotten worse.
Damn. Well, I think this really boils it down. I'll read the headline here. This thread explaining why nobody is joining the military is a must read. I'm actually going to put it on the larger images one so it's a little easier to read. All right, this comes from Iraq veteran 8888. Why nobody wants to join the military? Grab a coffee. Recruitment numbers are way down. Sign-on bonuses are at an all-time high. The government has no problem recklessly spending money on the military, so what's the problem? I'll tell you. They have no trouble recklessly spending money on the military, but because of inflation fucking these guys in the ass, now they want people who signed up for a volunteer military force to be on SNAP benefits.
Oh, that's they've been doing that for years.
Because that's going to make them vote Democrat.
No, that's literally the way things used to roll back in the day.
Fuck
if you're below the rank of E6, between the amount of BAH, BAQ, and your base pay with a family of like three, you were automatically below in poverty wages.
Damn.
All right, and listen, I have, to date, I have probably a good dozen or so active recruiters or recruiters who've just left, you know, and filled me in on what exactly is going on. And it is just a clusterfuck of the highest magnitude.
Have they given you, you know, like a mathematical approximation of the fraction that they're recruiting is down to compared to peak numbers?
For every one person that they get willing to sign the dotted line, they go through anywhere between 70 and 100 people, which is an insanely high failure rate.
What did it used to be?
Like 1 in 3.
Wow. Yeah, I would call that mathematically significant.
Yeah.
Hot damn.
Yeah. So, woo. I mean, you had a 1 in 3 chance, a 33% chance of getting in front of a kid and actually selling him on the military.
But now,
that is like now I mean, you have better odds of throwing a penny into a box and having it land on its side.
You go from a 1/3 success rate to a 1% success rate.
That's huge.
Woo!
It's huge.
Man. And you can only boil down so much of that to Xbox bodies and, yeah. You know.
And a $50,000 enlistment bonus.
Wow.
For a rifleman.
That's insane.
That is a bullet slinger.
Hot damn.
You know how much I got paid?
They can't even bribe people to sign up, and that's essentially what that is.
That's exactly what that is. I mean, when I first came in as an E1, I made like $550 a month. That's it.
Is that more or less than what you had to survive on after your divorce?
No, I wasn't even thinking of getting married back then.
Oh, I know that, but I'm saying, like, you know, when your divorce happened down the road and they financially, you know, rapade your ass into the Stone Age, were you making more as an enlisted or were you making less?
I was making more.
Think about that.
It's fucking weird.
Especially, like, with inflation now. Could you imagine trying to survive in this Bidenomic shithole on $550 a month?
Nope.
That wouldn't happen.
I lived in my car for 7 months because that's pretty much what I had to live on.
Yeah, and now with gas prices going back up, that's going to be, like, more expensive than living in a house.
It's going to be bad.
It's going to be really bad. But what do you say we dive into the thread? And
let's do this.
Because I know you're going to have something to say about each one of these points.
Oh, you fucking ain't right, I am.
Number one, no faith in the administrative state. Come on. Is this one really so hard to figure out? Most combat arms troops generally come from a right-wing or conservative background. You've been spending the last 4 to 6 years dragging police and military through the mud, mostly conservative. You've got a weaponized DOJ, ATF, FBI, CIA, and God knows what else. It's no mystery that they are being specifically used to target conservatives. Do you really expect rural conservatives to join a combat arms MOS when you're telling them that they are terrorists and extremists?
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. This is what happens when alphabet agencies become essentially the propagandistic military of the DNC.
You mean the brown shirts?
Yeah. Yep. Useful idiots.
Yep.
Never. This is just the beginning.
Yep.
And as this paradigm dies, it's going to get worse because no one wants to lose power. And some of them may be stupid enough. When like that last finger on the cliff is about to give way to push the red button.
Yep.
Wouldn't shock me at all because they're that fucking narcissistic and evil. Number two, a woke military. I can't believe this one even needs to be mentioned, but isn't it obvious? Like it or not, the military is an environment of alphas who are being trained to kill human beings. The political token of the woke culture has no place in military ranks. Amen. War is a deadly environment, and soldiers need to be focused on their job, not on your made-up Marxist bullshit. Don't even mention soldiers being kicked out over the coof poke. Get out of here with that cowardly BS.
Yep.
6 million man-hours on wokeness training.
I mean, but, like, our system is based on a voluntary, you know, system.
Yeah.
Now, they've destroyed all of the stuff that made it beneficial to volunteer. So
yeah.
People aren't volunteering.
Now they're just bribing you with $50,000 to sign away your dignity, potentially your meat suit, and everything you know to be true about reality.
And turn you into a fucking guinea pig.
Yeah.
That, I mean, when I was in, that, I mean, oh, I probably had a good half a dozen rows with commanding officers because I refused to participate in any fucking experiment.
Good.
And here's the sad part. Half of them were at the Ranger Battalion. Literally, I'm a fucking sniper wearing the ghillie suit. They wanted us to try this. I think they were testing Ambien back then. And, you know, we're getting on the bird. They had
Ambien?
Ambien.
Oh, not that you ever mixed that with Jack or anything.
No, no. And they're like, you need to take this. And I'm like, what's this? He goes, I don't know. Everyone has to take it. And I go,
I don't know.
I'm like,
you have to sign the bill to find out what is in it. Sound
familiar? I'm not doing that. And you can tell the commander, I don't care.
Now we know where this shit comes from.
Because literally, I walked through hell to get there. And I'd be goddamned if I'm going to go through all that to show up just to be a guinea pig. Fuck off.
Yeah.
I refused.
Yeah, I mean, are you going to bank on whether or not you're the lucky sumbitch who gets the sugar pill placebo?
No. I'm sorry. And then when I saw the whole the vax mandate for the military, I knew it was going to be a huge. Because yep. I'm one of those people that was forced to get the anthrax vaccine.
Yeah.
And there's a huge number of people in the military who just got out of the military who are lividly pissed at that decision.
Yeah. And now, finally, like the court decisions are coming in on a lot of these lawsuits from different branches of the military. And it is. It's too late.
And people have already decided. They're voting with their feet.
Yeah. Up to 98 times worse than the disease.
Yeah. And here's the funny part.
Process that.
People don't seem to understand. What you're seeing happening in Russia with their military Okay. That could easily happen here. And don't you dare say.
Or are you talking about them trying to draft and, yes. you know, proud, you know, Russian civilians attempting to flee the country en masse?
That can easily happen here. It has happened here in the past.
Yeah.
And if from what I'm seeing here, if they can't fix this ASAP, you're going to start seeing people get conscripted.
Yep.
And I'm a firm believer everyone who graduates high school should go do 2 years of military service so you can see the world and realize that you've been basically lied to.
Yep.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah. But I will say this. You mentioned Russia. So I know that means that like 10% of the chat is doing this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah. I'm just telling you that.
It just cracks me up that there are dudes out there who get so pissed when you bring up Russia as if they have skin in the game. It cracks me up every time.
And all I'm doing is telling the truth.
I know. And they act like I care. I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't really care either. I mean, I care about the U.S. military, but...
Yes. Yeah, you're an Americanist. We made this clear from the very beginning.
And I've had countless guys just refuse to re-enlist because Mary Jane Rottencrotch got promoted to E5 over them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had guys literally 2-3 combat deployments, you know, CIBs, airborne, air assault, got time as a team leader in actual combat. And some female gets promoted above them because of vagina.
Damn.
Yeah. Why would you want to stay in a system that doesn't appreciate your sacrifice and what you're putting forth for the organization?
Exactly.
You just leave.
Yeah.
Do something else.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Leave.
Number 3, 20 years of lies will make you wise. Some of us have been there and bought the T-shirt. You know that the government is willing to lie to get their way. They don't care who they hurt or who dies. As long as those military-industrial complex checks are wet, they're good. And to make it worse, we know Dick Cheney lied about WMDs. He lives a comfortable life outside of a prison cell while our troops live on the streets. Experience is the greatest teacher, so obviously, why would a young person with half a brain sign up for that?
Yeah. Why would they? Yeah, it's not worth it.
No. I mean, when you know about the realities of things like qualified immunity, mm-hmm. you know that Congress used to be like, 80% veterans, and now it's mostly bureaucrats, doctors, and lawyers.
Correct.
Who don't give a shit about you. They will send you off to die, but they will find exemptions for their own offspring. Just Correct. Like they will mandate things for us that make money for their donor class. And yet exempt themselves or, you know, they'll fake it with saline solution, hint, hint, honk, honk.
I mean, but listen, if a constitution, then you have a class of people who don't have to follow the constitution.
Yep.
So by default, is there really a constitution at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
The constitution was put in place to restrain the government.
Correct.
It's not for them. It's for us.
Correct.
And they seem to have, I'm not sure if they've lost sight of it, but the only time that they look at it is when they're wiping their ass. Yeah, I already used that one. Hang on, let me.
You already used that.
I've got it in a new ass here. Ah,
there we go.
Those are almost flesh colored. Don't ban us, YouTube. She's wearing pants.
Yeah,
I promise. Next.
Yeah.
The people who are currently serving are treated like second-rate citizens. Hence secondclasscitizen.org. I mean, why would you join the military if you knew the answer to inflation was go get on food stamps? It's not a very comforting prospect, is it? Unless you're a Democrat and you want people to vote for you based on free shit.
Yeah, but listen, they've been paying the lower enlisted poorly forever.
Yeah. This is nothing new. It's just worse now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, knowing you're going to be subjected to woke critical race theory, inclusiveness, and no telling what leftist politically driven training is enough to make anyone run the other way.
And they use, like, this is a leadership challenge for you. And what they're really saying is, this is a fucked up situation. Figure it out.
Yep.
And people get tired of that, especially when you're dealing with people who are worthless. They literally are a net negative to the organization. Period.
Yeah. You talking about Congress?
That I'm talking about, you know, a lot of these soldiers that they put in because of diversity and inclusion. They're worthless.
Okay.
Worthless.
I'm just thinking, you know, worthless. I look at Congress. I see a whole lot of fucking worthless.
Yeah, I've dealt with countless female soldiers who, at best, I mean, I guess they're okay at organizing family, you know, organized events. But other than that, you want them to train or you know, practice or plan for war, fucking forget it.
Yeah. For every Gazowitz, you got 10 private worthless.
Correct.
Number five, you're not worth dying for. Think about it. Society has spent the last 4 to 6 years telling us how bad America is, how bad military and law enforcement members are, and how unfair life is in our country. Yeah, we're all so oppressed, says Lizzo. We've been told our masculinity is toxic and that we're racists. Society is sitting on their butts and have zero work ethic, and there's a lot of great jobs out there that pay better than the military and don't subject you to loss of life and limb over half a society wanting you dead because of who you are and your political identity. Yeah.
It is valid.
Yeah. But if you only look to the lamestream media for your news, you're not going to understand that not only do they want you dead because of your political identity, they're actively killing you now. And the lamestream media is sweeping it under the rug because it doesn't fit the narrative. They've been telling their side that the people on the right, the libertarians, the independents, we're the extremists, we're the problem. Therefore, you're completely justified in running down 18-year-old kids in your car and somehow getting off with $50,000 in bail and voluntary manslaughter despite the fact it's obvious first-degree murder. And now we have an 80-some-odd-year-old pro-life woman getting stabbed to death.
I believe
by pro-abortionists, stabbed or shot by pro-abortionists, yeah. But that's not going to get talked about in the news either because it's inconvenient. Now imagine taking that $50,000 sign-in bonus and essentially by proxy saying, that's okay.
Yeah.
Talk about signing away your dignity.
God damn. I mean, I have never heard, I mean, think about it. The biggest bonus that I've ever seen for reenlisting was to, you know, the 18 x-rays.
Yeah.
Special forces people got $100,000. That's the dude that's, you know, an E between the rank of E6 and E8 with, I believe he had to have 5 years of experience before he reenlisted.
Yeah, this is a reenlistment bonus.
I've seen two guys get it, and it was a pretty big deal. And literally like half of that for just being a rifleman.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck?
As if they're having to bribe because they want meat for the grinder, and people aren't falling for it anymore. They don't have a country to believe in. Yep. When you see government openly colluding fascistically with big business, big tech, to silence dissent.
Yep.
And control the narrative by weaponizing what's supposedly a free press for propagandistic purposes. This is not the country that you and I grew up in, and it sure as fuck is not the country that you spent 33 years defending and fighting for.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah. So now you got to bribe them. And then when that doesn't work, what are they going to bring back?
The draft.
There you go. Number six, they don't want to fight Americans. Yep, I said it. The writing is on the wall. Many areas are already starting to peacefully balkanize, if only in the logistical sense of banking, goods, and services. It's happening geographically, too. Look at the mass exodus from Kuckafornistan. Depression in our youth is at an all-time high. They feel defeated and downtrodden. They feel like society doesn't support them. All they have is their family and friends for support. They aren't dumb either. Gen Zs are very well educated. They see the turmoil our government is causing. The God's honest truth is that Gen Z is more afraid of our own government than anyone else in the world. Why should they wear your uniform when you support disarming us? Why in the world would they risk their lives for you?
Yeah. Why? I don't blame them. No. I literally don't. I cannot, in good conscience, tell another person to join the military today.
Yep.
I can't do it.
And number seven, Yeah, the last couple here, this is what really sends the point home, and it's something you and I have talked about many times on the show. Number 7, troops from the last 20 years of war are parents now. What do you think we're telling our kids? Lol. You're insane if you think we are recommending our kids sign up for your endless wars.
Yep.
We're tired of endless wars. I don't think Gen Z is comprised of cowards. I think they're smart enough to realize what they are signing up for. They would rather take their chances with the thousands of GWOT veterans on the streets of America if we are invaded. What is GWOT?
GWOT.
GWOT. What does that stand for?
Global War on Terror.
Oh, I got you. I didn't know what that meant, so thank you for clarifying that. Invasion is the only way you'll get a lot of them to be willing to take up arms, in which case they will have thousands of capable GWAT vets to help them survive. Don't worry, we will find equipment. While y'all are playing drag, we will defend the country.
Yeah, wow. Wow.
That's a shit kicker right there.
I mean, ideally, for them to fix this whole thing, they have to go through and all of these diversity hires, fire them.
Yep.
All of the trans people, they need to go.
Unfortunately, they're making their own death trap by utilizing the public school system to teach them this bullshit and then bribing people who ordinarily wouldn't serve to enter the military. Do you really think there's going to be any loyalty there?
It's very little.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I mean, all of the benefits that were put in place for people to actually enlist are now gone.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, you did 20 years, you retire, you get half your pension for the rest of your life. That was a pretty good benefit.
Yeah.
And then they turned around and they changed it over to the 401k system. And they expect you to put enough money into the 401k system to retire on, while at the same time you have to apply for SNAP benefits so you don't starve because of inflation. What the? Listen.
Well, isn't the 401k system managed by their donors?
Yes and no. I mean, it is. But the thing is you can't put enough aside to have enough to retire on.
No, but that $550, like you were talking about, yeah. I mean, that was when you were in. I mean, I'm sure it's appreciated a little bit, not enough to keep up with inflation, but it's appreciated a little bit. That, I mean, imagine trying to get by on $550 a month now and being expected to put away enough of that to retire on.
Yeah, you can actually look up the pay rates. You can do a search on the internet for 2022 enlistment pay rates.
Okay.
And then we could check out a brand new E1 fucking payment. You'll get a little...
enlistment pay rates, E-listed pay rates between E6, E12. So let's see. So E6 to E7 here, 2 years or less.
You make $28.49 a month.
$28.49 a month, or if you're an E7, $32.94 a month.
Mm-hmm. But listen, you're not getting E6 inside of 2 years. So.
No. So I mean,
they don't really pay you that much. It even gets worse when you're enlisted.
And don't they tax this as well?
Yeah.
So
and you get taxed on top of that.
In the butt.
It's a bunch of bullshit.
In the butt. But I think this dude, he nails it. Iraq veteran 8888. He laid it out succinctly. He wasn't overly wordy. Spot on.
Yeah, he's absolutely correct. And I mean, I've seen a lot of the same things before I even retired.
Yeah. And these people, I mean, he when he talks about they don't want to fight Americans. Eventually, as the paradigm dies and they try to hold on to power, that's going
to
be the end game.
It has
and the people that they're going to try to sick on us are the ones who had to be bribed and brainwashed. There's not going to be any loyalty there.
Very little.
So you're going to have a lot of people abandoning ranks, and all the people who actually went to war, saw it for real, were raised in a generation that doesn't scream, "Ow, my vagina," when a beach ball hits them in the arm unexpectedly. They're the ones who are actually going to be waiting for the bribed, brainwashed bastards to show up.
Yep.
Who do you think's going to win that fight?
Well,
just saying, it's something to think about.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of variables that will come into play.
Yep.
Some of them we can't even think of at this moment.
Yeah. And if you want to know what those variables are, we get into more and more of them all the time. So thank you for watching the video and supporting the channel. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button.
All right.
Because if you don't, well, you know, we'll just ship a bunch of Soylent to your house and watch your testosterone count plummet into the earth. See you next time.
Take it easy.